Blog Talk Radio.
From the crossroads of the world, the capital city, Washington, D.C., good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be, on the internet, around the world, I'm your host, Lauren Cartagena, and thank you again for joining us on another edition of Radio Pangea. Want to thank the new listenership that is in Norway, in the United Kingdom, moving down into Latin America. Want to thank the listenership and the continued listenership in Colombia and in Ecuador. In the United States, want to thank the new listenership in Maryland, in Texas, in Washington State, and in Florida. Thank you very much for your continued support of this show. It is greatly appreciated. And for all you new listeners, welcome to Radio Pangea. Radio Pangea is an independent news outlet that reports the news for what it is, simply the facts and the truth, nothing more. No political spin, no political biasness, prejudice, any of that. Just straight ahead news, real news sources for real people. Getting to it. The U.S. State Department moved to begin admitting refugees, including Syrians, after a federal judge blocked a Trump administration temporary ban on refugee admissions. An email from the State Department's refugee office reviews said that the U.S. government is working with its legal team and interagencies and overseas partners to comply with the new ruling. Donald Trump's January 27th executive order had suspended refugee admissions for 120 days and indefinitely barred Syrian refugees, but U.S. Judge James Roberts in Seattle blocked the president's order. The U.S. instructed the International Organization for Migration to rebook all refugees of all nationalities, including Syrians, who were to schedule to arrive since the Trump's order was signed. We are focusing on booking refugees travel through February 17th, the email said. In addition, it went on to say that they're asking that arrivals assume that the first normal travel day of the week, if possible, and they're not aware that some refugees may already have been deported on short notice. A United Nations spokesperson, Leonard Doyle, told the New York Times about 2,000 refugees were ready to travel. Refugees do not usually enter on weekends, a U.S. official said, as the department knows how to strict set of rules on their admissions and processing. The other travels from seven Muslim-majority countries affected by President Donald Trump's week-old curb on immigration can rework their flights after the judge orders, as long as they have valid visas, refugees fleeing war, hunger, persecution, and have less autonomy. Advocates working on their behalf urge the government to move quickly on admitting them. International Refugee Assistance Project Director Becca Haler called for the instant resumption of the U.S. refugee admission program to immediately take the most vulnerable refugees out of harm's way. During the week-long ban, the government admitted 843 refugees, but no Syrian refugees, the government figures show. For refugee families, they are trying to keep expectations in check and hope that they do not end up back where they started. Moving on. The U.S. backs off its bid to reopen CIA black site prisons. That's right. The Trump administration has for now backed off an executive draft order that would have called for a review of to whether or not the United States should reopen overseas black site prisons where interrogation techniques, often condemned as torture, were frequently used. A senior administration official confirmed the initial draft was no longer under consideration. It was a transition draft, never under serious consideration by the administration. We have abandoned that transition draft, the now defunct CIA program used to so-called enhance interrogation processes and techniques, including simulated drownings known as the waterboarding, that were criticized around the world and denounced by former President Barack Obama and other U.S. senior officials as torture. Officials familiar with internal administrations discussed said it was unclear when any alternative might be approved and said there were conflicting views within the administration on how to proceed. Neither the Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo nor Defense Secretary Jim Mattis had been consulted about the draft order before it leaked on a January 25th whitelist. News of the draft and the executive order last week led to a bipartisan outcry in Congress. The draft plans also met with bitter resistance from the CIA and the military. If the president had us ordered waterboarding anyone, let alone start pulling out fingernails, this place would have started to empty out, said one longtime CIA officer. The black site prisons were used under President George W. Bush to detain terrorism suspects after the September 1st, 2001 attacks, and were formally closed under Barack Obama. Last week, President Donald Trump tapped Gina Haspel, a veteran CIA officer who supervised one of the prison sites, to be deputy director of the spy agency. That's right. Beyond that, the black sites were also a place where people that were captured, enemy combatants who were found on the battlefield in places like Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, Syria, Libya, Somalia, people that were found on the battlefield by the CIA or the U.S. military were then renditioned or kidnapped and sent to these black sites. Famous one was a salt pit in Afghanistan, I believe, and that was a longtime secret base where people were taken to be interrogated, waterboarded, enhanced interrogation, you name it. Do these places exist? Yes. Should they exist? Well, that's a matter of opinion now, isn't it? You know, one man's freedom fighting is another man's terrorism. So in this long, drawn-out war that is now 18 years old now officially, this war on terror, as President, then-President George H. or George W. Bush said, 17 years later, and we are still talking about whether or not these facilities should even be around. Does that mean we've won? Does that mean we've lost? What does it mean when someone like the United States resorts to having facilities that operate in this manner? You know, these are the questions that we ask. You know, is it a right answer? Is it a wrong answer? No. But the question deserves to be out there. Should these places even exist in the first place? Why do they exist? And quite possibly, is there a way that we can go without having these places around? Those are the questions that real leaders need to ask, not this fake, trivialized media news that you get all the time with these outlandish, staged political arguments. You do not find that here. We talk about real things. Real things that affect real people. Because also, if you're an enemy combatant and you're picked up on the battlefield and you're taken to a place such as these black sites that I was just mentioning, what happens to you? Well, you get held there indefinitely. Most of the time, no one knows you're even at these places. There's no records. So it's something to think about as this war on terror in the 21st century now turns 17 years old. Conflicts. And leading into our new story, and this is our feature story of the day, the world of the Doomsday Prepper. Yes, you might know about them, but this is a different spin. What happens when your Doomsday Prepper is a billionaire? That's right. The world of Doomsday Survivalists or Preppers, those preparing themselves for total social collapse, is usually associated with wild-eyed eco-beardies hiding in the woods, right? Well, but the existence of a very different group of preppers was laid bare by a political row in New Zealand this past week. Attracted by a remote first world country that has the potential to be self-sufficient and is on no one's list of nuclear targets, the super rich kings of Silicon Valley and Wall Street are buying up vast tracts of its land in anticipation of the day when they may need to live there. That's right. Listen to this. With a catastrophe will precisely be remains very unclear. But possibilities include a devastating asteroid impact, giant earthquake, nuclear war, civil war, a pandemic, zombie invasion, and the second coming. Telling, the geeks of Silicon Valley appear to be most worried that it will be a struggle between the rich and the poor in a world economy turned upside down by new technology, with them as the main targets. Yes, the row in New Zealand involves scores of mega-rich Americans, but has specifically centered on Peter Thiel, the billionaire founder of PayPal and an early investor in Facebook. Thiel, a libertarian supporter of President Trump, paid $10 million for a 477-acre seaside estate in the country's beautiful, isolated Southern Alps. Amid public outcry over the invasion of U.S. billionaires and financial billionaires, the New Zealand government has released papers detailing the exceptional circumstances under which the American tycoon was quietly given a New Zealand passport. Did you know this? Did you know that a U.S. billionaire secretly got a New Zealand passport without even being a citizen? It is difficult to understand how this complied with the rules, including one that insists foreigners must live there for 3 years beforehand. Mr. Thiel has gushed about his great pride in his new citizenship and has found no other country that aligns more with his view of the future. Other uber-rich Americans who have recently bought homes there include billionaire hedge fund pioneer Julian Robertson and Hollywood film director James Cameron. Local estate agents say that their U.S. clientele rarely intend to live in New Zealand, but cite reasons for their purchases, such as the toxic presidential election and a spate of mass shootings in America. In the first 10 months of last year alone, foreigners, mainly Australians and Americans, bought nearly 1,400 square miles of land there, more than four times what they bought in the same periods the previous year. Are you listening? When they're not buying up land abroad, the super rich survivalists like to swap tips on private Facebook groups or at regular dinners. Perhaps you can meet them there. Popular subjects range from buying internet currencies such as Bitcoin as protection against central banking meltdowns, to which foreign countries are most likely to hand them a passport, so the chance to relocate there in a crisis. Some have planned for every eventuality. If society collapses, some also speculate that there might be a new challenge. Ammunition could run out too. Marvin Lau, a former senior executive at Yahoo, has taken classes in archery and has amassed a small arsenal of other non-firearm weapons to protect his wife and daughter. The survivalists have their own set of acronyms, including WROL, Rule Without Law, and the LIA, the Little Ice Age. They also have secret buzz phrases saying, "You're buying a house in New Zealand. This is kind of a wink, wink, say no more." And once you've done the Masonic handshake, they'll be like, "Hey, I have a broker who sells old ICBM intercontinental ballistic missile silos, and they're nuclear hardened, and they kind of look like they would be interesting to live in." These billionaires are looking for refuge and have bought solar panels for power generations and thousands of rounds of ammunition. Post-apocalyptic designs for the money is no object because they have a lot of money. And it gets pretty creative in building huge bomb-proof basements and homes that are self-contained, not only with their own water, but with own power and water generating, and also fish tanks to grow tilapia in. Yes, so these are the moves that the super rich are doing. They know that something is deeply wrong, and they are moving to New Zealand, maybe not to live there, but to own property there, just in case the rest of us start acting up a little more than we already are. And with that, you know the news. Thank you again for listening to Radio Pangea. I'm your host, Lauren Cartagena. Until we meet again, I want to say thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. Please follow us, facebook.com/radiopangea, or you can email us, radiopangea, that's spelled PANGAEA, @gmail.com. Until then, please think for yourself.